Starting in December, Charlotte Douglas Airport is scheduled to begin a $600 million project to rebuild and expand the terminal lobby. The project is expected to take 5.5 years to finish, making it, from start to finish, one of the longest construction projects in the city. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The lobby of Charlotte Douglas Airport was built in 1982, when the airport served 4 million local passengers a year. There are now 15 million local passengers. Jack Christine, the airport's chief operating officer, said construction will last 68 months because the airport has to keep handling passengers. For comparison, the airport's last runway only took 4 years to build.
The goal is to incrementally add capacity as we move through that 5.5 year cycle.
To prepare for a larger terminal, the airport has rebuilt the entrance and exit roadway. That has given the airport room to push out the terminal walls. In addition to a larger lobby and ticketing area, the baggage claim will be expanded, and there will also be new security entrances. The airport is also building a translucent canopy that will cover the roadway. In all, the size of the lobby will nearly double, from 191,000 square feet to 366,000 square feet.
We have to build this while we still use it. So the project has been broken up into those six phases that you saw so that we can give the contractor an adequate space to work while still maintaining both the operation and a certain level of customer experience while we do this project.
The project won't be funded from the city's general fund. Much of the $600 million will come from passenger facility charges that are part of the price of an airline ticket. Council members are scheduled to vote later this month on construction contracts for the project. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.